What you're telling me, then, is that you've created another Lemper. He was old enough to remember that nemesis of the company. I could not contradict him. I did lose my smile. I had read those annals often, because they had been recorded by the captain himself when he was young.
Nah, I don't think so. Soulcatcher doesn't have the concentrated venom and nearly divine malice that possessed the Lemper. She doesn't get obsessed the way he did. She's more chaos walking, while he was malevolence incarnate.
I showed Swan my crossed fingers. I'd better dash up front and pretend that I know what I'm doing. Tobo?
He went ahead without you, Doge said. You upset him.
I noted that the column had resumed moving, which meant that Tobo was on the plane already, carrying the key like a protective talisman. I needed to give a lot of thought to the fact that that artifact, evidently considered a holy of holies by the Stranglers, may actually have been brought off the plane into my world by the ancestors of the Nuang Bo. I had to spend some thought on what the key might mean to the last informed priest of the Nuang Bo. Chapter 71. Something beside the road caught my attention just before I reached the crest and got my first close look at the glittering plain. It was a small frog, mostly black but with stripes and whorls of dark green upon its back. It had eyes the color of fresh blood. It clung to a slightly tilted slab of gray-black rock. It wanted to go somewhere, anywhere, but its right hind leg was injured, and when it tried to jump, it just sort of spun around in place. Where the heck did that come from? There isn't supposed to be anything alive up here. I had been looking forward to having the clouds of flies that followed the animals get thinned out when they buzzed out beyond the safe zones and encountered killer shadows. Swan said,
It won't be alive for long. The white crow dropped it. I think it was bringing it along for a snack.
He pointed at the white crow. Bolder than ever, the bird had made itself at home on the back of my friend the Mystic Stallion. The horse seemed content with the situation, perhaps even a little smug when it looked at me.
I just remembered, Swan said. For what it's worth. Last time we came up here, Croker made everybody who belonged to the company touch their badges and amulets to the black stripe that runs down the middle of the road. Right after he touched the stripe with the lance head on the standard. Maybe none of that amounts to anything, but I'm a superstitious kind of guy, and I'd be more comfortable.
You're right. So be quiet. I recently reread everything Mergen had to say about his trip, and he thought it might be a good idea, too. Tobo, hold up! I did not believe the boy would actually hear me over the clatter generated by the column, but did expect that people would pass the word. I looked at the hapless frog once more and marveled that the crow was smart enough to let it go. Then I hastened to overtake our fledgling wizard. The column stopped. Tobo had gotten my message. He had chosen not to ignore it. Maybe he had caught something from the white crow. His mother and grandmother both were right there with him where he waited, making sure he did sensible things. He was exasperated by the delay. He was already far ahead of everyone but Sara and Goda. Ah, as I recalled,